So today's Mishnah in Negayim, we get to start the ninth perek, Mishnah Aleph. And first, a word from our neatly shorn Kapitan, who is barely recognizable after having come back from a long sea journey. Here he is looking like a landlubber. Give it to us. Ah, now we are embarking with our Kapitan. We are embarking on a new journey into the sugya of Shechin and Mikveh. Now, we spoke about Shechin and Mikveh many times until now, but only sort of agav, the dinim of where the bosser that would be married on a Shechin or a Mikveh would be actually not roy to have an ega, or we talked about a Shechin or Mikveh that appeared between the Sa'iras inside of normal skin, a normal Baharat, and things like that. But we never actually had the description of the dinim altogether of the Shechin or Mikveh. Okay, so here our opening Mishnah tells us. Shechin and Mikveh are very, very different than the other Negayim of Nigei Or, and that is because they are Metamim B'Shavua Echad. Their maximal Hezger is 1 week. And after 1 week, if there's no Simen Tuma, which we'll discuss what the Simen Tuma would be, then they are declared Tahor, and we do not have that second week of Hezger, and that's a big kula in Shechin u'Mikveh. So they can become Tamei with Simonim. What are those Simonim? There's only two Simonim. There's no din of a Mikras Boser Chai inside of a healing Shechin u'Mikveh. Remember what a Shechin u'Mikveh is. We did describe what the issue of Shechin u'Mikveh is. And the Shechin u'Mikveh, we've talked about many times, is a problem. We're going to talk later on in a moment about what the problem is, but a problem that destroyed your skin, and it has begun to heal. If it did not begin to heal, there's no din of Negayim on it, but it's begun to heal to the point where it's already formed a tiny layer the size of a garlic skin of healing tissue above the wound area. Not to be confused with scar tissue. Scar tissue has all of the dinim of, surprisingly, has all of the dinim of normal busser, despite the difference in its consistency, coloration, and so on. But here we're talking about the tsarevet, not the scar. And that is the layer of newly healing, granulating flesh that occurs over a burn or a wound. So the two simanim that we have is indeed Seir Lavan, but not Michya, and Pisyon. So if after the week, the 7 days of the Hezger, the Kohen comes back, and now there is Pisyon, you'll be Tame. Or if initially there was Seir Lavan, because remember Seir Lavan is Matame even upon presentation to the Kohen initially, as opposed to Pisyon. So if you have any of these simanim, so then you will be Tomei at the end of the 7 days of Hezger. If there are no simen tuma, there's no additional Hezger, and the person now becomes Tohar. What exactly defines Shechin u'Mikveh? So Ezohi HaShechin. What is considered to be Shechin as opposed to the Mikveh, which is a burn? Well, anything that is not an actual chemical flame is considered to be a source of destructive impact on your skin that is called a shechin. So let's say you got hit by a piece of wood, or somebody throws a stone, or you fall, or even if you got a burn, but the burn was not through a chemical flame. So let's say you got burned, even it's by oxidation, so you were burned by gefet. And gefet is the slow oxidizing of the olive. So they get very, very hot and can actually give you a burn. Obim, actually, there was as usual, when we get to something, it's in the news. So there was actually a news article yesterday about a child that was burned by playing around, by putting their finger into poured concrete. And the heat of the concrete gave him a very serious burn as it was oxidizing and curing. So this is basically gefet. or even if you are burned by water that comes from a hot springs, but since hot springs are not a chemically heated reaction, they're basically radioactive. We'll talk about the additional issues of radioactivity later. Kol she'eino machmas ha'esh, anything that is not from what would be called fire, chemical fire, so the famous marshal of this, as the Bartanura brings, is radioactivity. Somebody is burned by going into a lead mine. He takes out some lead, and because of the breakdown from the uranium, it's boiling hot, and he gets burned by it. That is not considered to be a burn. Only if he was nichva begachelet or baremet, if he was burned by a coal, or even by the coal that is burnt out now but was still hot enough to burn you. Koshu machmata esh, where initially what we had was an actual chemical fire that we could see the reaction, that is called a burn. And that's a michva. So, therefore, it's very different to define the two. And as we'll see, the difference is, of course, is that they, as we know, the famous drasha, the Torah only split them up into two different parshios because of the fact that they are not mitztaref one to the other, even though they have exactly the same dinim to be pursued in the continuation of our new perek Hashchin v'hamichvah.